here tonight himself, he would tell you that this band is powerful. I heard him for the first time myself a couple years ago at Romp in Owensboro, Kentucky, and I haven't gotten over it since, really. This band was formed in 2005. They're an old-time spring band from Durham, North Carolina. A lot of their repertoire is based on the traditional music of the Piedmont region of the Carolinas. They've released 5 CDs and 1 EP. They've opened for Taj Mahal, and in 2011, Bob Dylan. Pretty cool. They have a song that's on the the Hunger Games soundtrack, which my daughter highly recommends to everybody. Their 2000 album, A Genuine Negro Jig, won the Grammy Award for the Best Traditional Folk Album. Please, now, join me in welcoming Nonesuch recording artist, the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Well, good evening, everybody. Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here at Grey Fox. This is our first time here, and it's been a great pleasure. You know, we got to play a little bit earlier. Some of you made out to the dance tent where we were with Cedric Watson. You know, we're going to do a little bit of our thing now here for you. This is, a little bit of the old-time string band music, a little bit of the old-time blues, old-time country music, a little bit of this and that and the other. Play a little bit of all that for you, and hopefully we'll have a good time tonight. That sound good to you? All right, because you know, the thing you gotta know, folks, is the more that you can give, the more that we can give. So please help us out tonight. And we'll start with this one that we got to do with the Chieftains. This is one called Pretty Little Girl with the Blue Dress On. Sing-along here. We're going to play a tune. Hopefully you'll sing along with us. This is one called Don't Get Trouble in Your Mind. All right. And it goes a little something like this. You're going to say Don't Get Trouble in Your Mind 4 different times, and it goes like this. You repeat after me. Don't get trouble in your mind. 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 That's lovely. Lovely. Now, remember, this is a breakdown, so it's going to go a bit faster. So make sure you, when you're singing, you hold on tight, because we're going to let this one go here. One called Don't Get Trouble in Your Mind. Timey vein here, and this is one here called Milwaukee Blues. And this is a tune here that was made popular by Charlie Poole, one of the great banjo players, one of the pioneers of bluegrass banjo. And I had the great fortune of meeting a fellow by the name of Kenny Rohr, who lives in Danville, Virginia. And he's the nephew to a fellow named Posey Rohr, who played fiddle with Charlie Poole. And so Kenny knows all the family history about Charlie Poole and such, and I got the chance to sit down and play with him. This is one of the tunes that really caught my ear, one called Milwaukee Blues. This one's about hobos and trains and how those hobos always want to ride. And so we'll do a little bit of this one for you.
Thank you. Thank you. so much. All right, we're gonna go from the most modern song in our set to the oldest, some of the oldest songs in our set. We're gonna do a couple of banjo tunes from 1855 for you. I'm not gonna play my old banjo though, because it's just the weather's not right for it. I gotta play one of these newfangled modern ones. And as I tune it, we are fortunate to have not one but two bones players in our band. That's what these fellows are gonna have.
These instruments are called the bones, and that's what they actually are. They're cow rib bones. And Bobby and I are both holding rib bones. I got one set of shin and one set of ribs coming from a cow. And actually, I got them from a guy who lives in Peekskill, a fellow by the name of Stephen Gara. He makes these bones for me. And, you know, the bones have a very old history. They go back to, you know, prehistoric times, but in the modern, you know, kind of modern age, in the Blackface Minstrel Show, the bones became popular along with the tambourine, the banjo, and the fiddle as the original minstrel line. And that's a lot of heavy history there. And so in delving into a lot of this different type of music, we've tried to at least show that some of the music, you know, because the one thing, no matter how hard it gets politically, the music is always going to be a testament of the people of their time. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to play a couple of tunes from Tom Briggs's banjo instructor. And he, you know, we're only playing two of them, but there are hundreds of these tunes. And just, it's very, very amazing music. And so we're going to be doing the Briggs Corn Shucking Jig, and we'll be doing the Camptown Hornpipe. Now, some of you Tony Trischka fans, you know, if you ever heard the album World Turning, there's a small piece that William S. Burroughs reads in the album, and that's actually the last testament of Tom Briggs, so listen back to that album sometime, and it has some really great stuff on Tom Briggs, the banjo player himself. Even though it became popular in the Blackface Minstrel Show.
Sorry. He's doing a great job, isn't he, folks?
I learned my best lessons from Ramblin' Jack Elliott. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We actually have a couple of tunes from that era on our latest release called Leaving Eden. It's really cool to be playing that music and making it live again. There's a small group of very, very dedicated people who are trying to get that music back out here because it's some of America's earliest music, and it's really important to keep it alive and keep it out there. So we're privileged to be among that few.
Hi, I'm Hubby Jenkins. Nice to meet you. People always say, Hubby Jenkins used to be such a happy guy. Used to be so happy-go-lucky. What happened to you? Did your girlfriend dump you or something? I said, yeah, she kind of broke up with me. Well, how do you get by, Hubby Jenkins? What do? Well, I have this song I really love. I learned from a guy out of Saltville, Virginia. It's a song all about doing things in life before you're too dead to do them. It's about living your life every day. You know what I'm talking about? So whenever I'm feeling sad about my ex-girlfriend, I never liked her that much anymore. I just sing this song and remind myself of things I do love, like drinking and dancing.
Instrument, and I got to learn a lot from a fellow who's gone now, a fellow by the name of Mike Seeger, very beautiful fellow. At the Black Banjo Gathering where Renan and I met and started the group, Mike was there, and you know, he taught me a lot of things, got to go out to his house several different times and just learn some music from him, beautiful thing. But we really bonded over this particular instrument, the quills, and so I got an email a couple years back from a guy saying, would you like to be in the Hall of Pan Flautists? And I was like, what? And I guess I'm the only traditional, American traditional player of the Quills there is, after Mike. And so I'm in the Hall of Clan Flautists. You can look it up online. Sort of a funny email to get though one afternoon. You know, you're like, how's this gig here, you know, this, that. Would you like to be in the Hall of Pan Flautists? Oh. Sweep me away into Paris. Like a Midsummer Night's Dream. It's like Puck came by, you know. Sincerely, Puck. But anyway, we'll do this one. This is a J.E. Maynard tune called Run Mountain, Chug a Little Hill. Now you get your feel. All right, here we go.
People are scrambling to figure out what to do, and there's a songwriter named Laurelyn Dossett who wrote a song about this, and she did such a wonderful job capturing what happens when, you know, you read the news reports and they talk about globalization and, you know, the economics of this and that, but, you know, what it really boils down to is what's happening in these communities and these families and what's happening on the local level. And I feel like, I feel like this song has really captured that. And he actually named our latest album after this song, and we've heard from actually quite a few people from Eden who've really been touched by it, and so that always feels really good. So we'll do this for you.
Hush now, don't you wake up. We'll be leaving at first light. Mama's buying you a mockingbird to lure you through the night. Across the dam by morning, here's a blanket for you to share. They're building down in Georgia. Daddy hears he'll find work there. And the mockingbird can sing like the crying of a dove, and I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. But I am not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way to leave the ones you love. No. lives harder still. Crows are in the kitchen, the wolves at the door. Our father's land of Eden is paradise no more. And the mockingbird can sing like the cry of a dove. I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. But I'm not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way to leave the ones you stayed in Eden. Her husband's got some land. An agent for the county thinks that they might make a stand. It's a hard life for working with nothing much to show. It's a hard life for living with nowhere to go. And the mockingbird can sing like the cry of a dove. I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. But I am not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way to leave the ones who
in French. Anyway, this song is called Rosemary, and the words are, he doesn't have a mother, he doesn't have a father, he doesn't have any family, he doesn't have any friends. Aww. Rosemary, your granddaughter to the door, find a way to live with him. Musicians are an open book, and it's a happy love song. You'll feel it soon.
Historic instrument, the plastic egg on this one. This goes all the way back to 1976.
Now, what came first? The shakeable chicken?
Censored by Guitar Center.
Fiddle tunes now. The first one's from Canada. It's called "Was You Ever in Quebec?" That's only a question. That's a question only you can answer. And the second tune's called "Candy Gal." We used to play for a lot of cloggers and square dancers back in North Carolina when we were first getting started, and we still do occasionally when we get the time. But one thing you learn as a dance band musician playing for cloggers, you learn how to play really fast. So. One time, the group we were playing with said, "Play as fast as you can." And they learned never to say that to us. Because they were like, "Oh, actually, just slow it down just a little bit."
Well, they tried to stomp it out all fast, too. They're like, "Oh, I do."
We're like, "All right."
And so, yeah. And they're like, "Oh, hold on, wait, hold." Look like marionettes jumping on there. So one guy's knee cap jumped right off of his knee and hit the wall on the other side.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Mayor. All right, Mr. Don Flemings is going to regale y'all with something. What you got in mind for these folks, man?
Well, I'll do one I've been doing for... Actually, nope. There have been a couple of people that have approached me saying that they saw me in the documentary Give Me the Banjo. That's the one that Steve Martin narrates, and it's actually the first comprehensive history of the banjo in a documentary that's ever been made. And, you know, I mentioned that album World Turning earlier by Tony Trischka. Mark Fields, the film director, he heard that album and he wanted to explore the history of the banjo. So he made a documentary about it, and I was fortunate enough to be the talking head guy with the section on Gus Cannon, who was one of the great black banjo songsters of the 1920s and 30s. And he lived all the way up into the early 60s. A lot of people know his tune. Walk right in, sit right down, and baby, let your mind go along. You know, a lot of people know that song. But this is a song that he recorded early on. That's actually, it's two songs from sheet music. Kind of a later blackface minstrel tradition called the Coon Song, which we're taking the stereotypes of the blackface minstrel show even further as it evolved. And he cleaned it up a bit. You know, some performers, they cleaned up some of the words and stuff so it wouldn't be as offensive for them to perform it out. But this is one of the tunes that he did called My Money Never Runs Out, which is a fantasy number of great proportion. So I'll play a little bit for you now. This is for the lady over at the massage table who's asking me about Gus Cannon. So here we go.
Jenkins again. How you doing? They call me the African hugster because I give hugs and I don't let go. This song is a song I like to play very quietly.
in my closet, late at night, where no one can hear me. But for tonight, I'll make an exception and play for you all. A tune called Buck Creek Girls. Not some girls who like to get on down and do their thing. Somebody knows what I'm talking about, I guess. I don't know what I'm talking about. God damn. That's a new one for me. I like it. Feel free to scream along as much as you need to.
Song. This is an old ragtime number here that's was written down by a fellow by the name of Thomas A. Dorsey, known as the father of gospel music. And so before he got into the gospel field, he made a lot of double entendre songs with Tampa Red, and I'm going to do one of those for you right now. The Romp Festival in Owensboro, Kentucky was mentioned earlier. And when I was learning this tune, they asked us to make a little advertisement for it, and I decided to make a little thing that used Romp as an acronym for Right On My People. And so this is one called But They Got It Fixed Right On. So Right On My People, Right On. So here we go.
He liked her and she liked him. Broke down in a country bar, but they didn't get home until after dark. But they got it fixed, ain't no doubt. Nobody knows what the song's about. Too bad that the news got out, but they got it fixed right on. A man with a peg leg and a gown in suit.
fix, ain't no doubt. Nobody knows what the song's about. Too bad that the news got out, but they got it fixed right on. A man came home cause he felt kinda queer. Knocked on the front door, run to the rear. Called up the cop until the very next day. Somebody had took the back door away. But they got it fixed, ain't no doubt. Nobody knows what the song's about. Too bad that the news got out, but they got it fixed right on. There's one thing when you go to eat. Bread's no good without the meat. I followed my gal to the store one day and I found her giving her bread away. But they got it fixed, ain't no doubt. Nobody knows what the song's about. Too bad that the news got out, but they got it fixed right on. Go ahead, play.
Music, and this is Scotland. It's in Scots Gaelic, so don't worry, I'm not mumbling. I'm just singing in a different language. And the first song is about a wedding, and the second song is about dancing. So I'm gonna do it for you. Shemar da yirum yeminim ben jeni banish. Shemar da yirum yeminim ben pasim. Ibi ibi ubi abi ya talan chavodi hani. Ibi ibi ubi abi ya talan chavodak. Ibi ibi ubi abi ya talan chavodi hani. Ibi ibi ubi abi ya talan chavodak. Don't do I don't know. Don't do it, 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 don't do Thank you so much. We have one more song for you. What a wonderful festival you have here. Isn't this amazing? This is our first time here. Hopefully it won't be our last. We really enjoyed ourselves today. And just remind you, we do have some CDs and t-shirts over there. So check them out. And, we're going to do this one for you. This was one that we were invited to be in a special called We Walk the Line, celebrating the life of Johnny Cash. And so we're going to do this one for you. It's a song that he used to sing with June Carter Cash. And chronicles a, let's just say, a marriage in trouble. Before we do this, we just want to introduce everybody on stage. So on cello here, we have Layla McCalla.
Over here on banjo, guitar, mandolin, and bones, we have Hubby Jenkins.
On the guitar, banjo, and various forms of percussion, as well as quills, we have Dom Flemons.
And then we have the other founding member who started this group with me 8 years ago on the fiddle and the kazoo. Tonight we have Renan Giddens. I mentioned that because this is the eighth year that our organization has been together, and it's been a great pleasure to play for you folks, and hopefully we'll get a chance again. Now this one's called Jackson, and help us out if you know this one.
Thank you. You guys are awesome.
just one more. Well, we do have a compact disc if you do want two more, though.
It's a silver thing.
No, I'm just joking with you folks. You guys have been wonderful. You know, very quick story. There's a fellow that I met randomly at another festival, a guy by the name of Brother Michael Duffy. And every time I would meet up with him, I met him at this festival, and then every time he'd come to New York City, he would bring me to a concert. He took me to Electric Hot Tuna. He took me one time to see, like, there was another person. He took me to see someone else, like Tom Rush or something like that as well, you know. And he always talked about Grey Fox. He said, the Chocolate Drops have to play Grey Fox. And I met him about 6 years ago. So this is a dream come true for me personally, because I finally got to play a little bit here. We thank you so much, folks. We got time for just one more little one for you. This is one from the Georgia Sea Islands.
And before we jump into it, just want to remind you, if you want to know more about what we're doing, what we're up to, just go to www.carolinachocolatedrops.com. We also have a Facebook that we try to post to. I posted about being in the Irish Alps today. I didn't know that's what this area was called. So we're finding out stuff everywhere we go. It's awesome. So, but thank you all so much again. You've been an amazing, amazing audience.
John wrote a letter, and he laid it on the table.
No one can read 'em like old John. Read 'em, let me go.
Now read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em, let me go.
Now read 'em, Johnny.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em, let me go.
Now 1x1 and 2x2 and 3x3 and 4x4. No one can read 'em like old John. Read 'em, let me go.
Now read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em, let me go.
Now read 'em, Johnny.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, Johnny.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em, let me go.
Now John wrote a letter, he laid it on the table.
No one can read 'em like old John. Read 'em, let me go.
Now read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em, let me go.
Now read 'em, Johnny.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em, let me go.
Now 1x1 and 2x2 and 3x3 and 4x4. No one can read 'em like old John. Read 'em, let me go.
Now read 'em, Johnny.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Let me go.
Now read 'em, Johnny.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em. Let me go.
Now John wrote a letter. He laid it on the table.
No one can read 'em like old John. Read 'em. Let me go.
Now read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
And now John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em. Let me go.
Now read 'em, Johnny.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em. Let me go.
That was the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Yes.